Managing limiting beliefs and resistances is a crucial aspect of divine feminine healing accompaniment. Indeed, our beliefs and unconscious fears often represent the main obstacles to our fulfillment and achieving our deepest aspirations. As a practitioner, your role is to assist your clients in identifying and overcoming these internal barriers to unlock their full potential. Limiting beliefs are negative and often irrational convictions we have developed about ourselves, others, and the world. They typically form in childhood, stemming from our experiences, the education we received, and the messages from our environment. Typical examples include, I am not capable, I do not deserve to be loved, life is hard, money is dirty, etc. These beliefs act like filters that direct our perception, emotions, and behaviors, often unbeknownst to us. They keep us in a narrow comfort zone and prevent us from daring, innovating, and asserting ourselves. To help your client identify her limiting beliefs, you can use various techniques such as Socratic questioning, asking open-ended questions that stimulate reflection, fear exploration, what scares you in this situation, or generalization analysis, spotting words like always, never, all, indicating a rigid belief. You can also suggest exercises like keeping a journal of negative thoughts or visualizing catastrophic scenarios to become aware of underlying beliefs. Once limiting beliefs are identified, the next stage is to question and transform them. You can invite your client to examine the evidence that confirms or challenges her belief, to imagine other possible interpretations, recall positive experiences contradicting her conviction. You can also suggest she formulate an alternative belief that is more realistic and encouraging, and regularly repeat it to integrate it. Techniques such as EFT, emotional freedom technique, or hypnosis may also be used to uninstall old beliefs and implant new ones. Alongside limiting beliefs, your client may also encounter resistances when undergoing a change process. These resistances are psychological defense mechanisms aimed at maintaining the status quo and protecting the existing balance, even if it is unsatisfactory. They can take on different forms such as procrastination, constantly postponing, perfection seeking, waiting for ideal conditions to act, victimization, complaining without making any changes, projection, blaming others for one's difficulties, etc. When facing your client's resistances, it is essential to adopt an attitude of kindness and non-judgment. Welcome them as a natural part of the process, a clumsy attempt to preserve a sense of security. Assist your client in recognizing them without fighting them, to welcome them gently and curiously. You can explore them together by trying to understand their positive intentions. What are they trying to protect? What are they afraid of? How can we reassure them? You can also assist your client in taming her resistances by visualizing them in a symbolic form, an animal, a color, a sensation, and engaging in dialogue with them. By listening to them with respect, acknowledging their role, you can gradually win them over and negotiate their cooperation. You can also suggest graduated exercises to circumnavigate resistances, starting with very small, harmless actions and gradually moving towards more significant challenges. Transforming limiting beliefs and taming resistances is a gradual journey that requires patience, perseverance, and self-compassion. As a practitioner, your role is to offer your client a safe and supportive space to explore her inner world, identify her barriers, and dare to envisage new possibilities. You are there to encourage, support, and celebrate her at every step. Feel free to share your own inner transformation experiences to inspire your client and create a relationship of trust and complicity. You can also suggest readings, videos, or positive affirmations to nourish her reflection and anchor new beliefs. The key is to assist her in reconnecting with her inner resources, her creative power, and her freedom to be and act in line with her profound being. By incorporating the management of limiting beliefs and resistances into your practice, you offer your clients powerful tools for transformation and fulfillment. You aid them in escaping their inner cages, daring to dream big, and becoming active agents in their lives. In doing so, you contribute to the emergence of a world where each woman can unfold her full potential and radiate her unique light. What a wonderful gift! Key takeaway: limiting beliefs and resistances are major impediments to self-fulfillment and self-realization. As a divine feminine healing practitioner, it is crucial to assist one's clients in identifying and overcoming them. Limiting beliefs are negative, irrational convictions usually formed in childhood. They act as filters guiding our perception and actions. Identifying them can be done by Socratic questioning, fear exploration, generalization analysis, and jotting down negative thoughts in a diary. To transform limiting beliefs, you can examine the evidence that supports or negates them, visualize other interpretations, recall positive contradicting experiences, and formulate alternative beliefs, use EFT or hypnosis. Resistances are defense mechanisms that aim to maintain the status quo when faced with change. They can vary in form like procrastination, perfection seeking, victimization, projection. When encountering resistances, it's imperative to adopt an understanding and non-judgmental demeanor, seeing them as a natural part of the process. Explore them by seeking their positive intents, tame them by visualizing them in a symbolic form, and propose graduated exercises. Transforming beliefs and resistances is a gradual path that requires patience and self-compassion. The practitioner's role is to offer a safe and reassuring ambience, to encourage, support, and celebrate every progress made. By incorporating this work into her practice, the practitioner provides potent tools for transformation and fulfillment to her clients. She assists them in becoming active agents in their lives and realizing their full potential.